Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Manchester United Football Social with Full-Time Devils.
Welcome to the Full-Time Devils Takeover. My name is John McGrath and we are here for an hour to talk all things Manchester United. A happier show to what we've done throughout this season. A bit of positivity as it's four wins on the bounce for our new manager, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. I am joined today by Webby. Hello, Webby.
Evening, Joe.
Uncle Webby will be here sitting in with us for the next hour. And Gaz, the lovely Gaz.
Happy New Year, Joe.
Happy New Year to you both. We sit here with United winning four wins on the bounce. You would have thought maybe last night's game there was a bit of the moment where you might have thought maybe a draw, maybe the sort of curse of Jose lingers. But no, United got the victory and it was 2-0 at full time. This show is all about you coming in, have your say. 0345 111 7625 is the number. You simply give it a call. We'll get you on air as quick as we can. We want to try and speak to as many United fans as possible. We've spoke to a lot of United fans this season that have been a bit negative. Let's bring a bit of positivity to the full time Devils takeover. And we'll start the positivity ball rolling with you, Uncle Webby.
Yes.
Last night's game, how did you feel about it? Some said we won a bit ugly on full-time levels. That was one of the fan camps. We won it ugly. Did you see it like that?
Well, you know what you're going to get with Newcastle and Benitez. He said before the game I was going to set up. You've seen what he did against City last year. He parked the toon bus. You know, when he did it last night, you know, they had a couple of half chances. Nothing great. I can't remember I saved the game I had to make all game, you know, but they're going to make it hard for you up there, you know what I mean? But then they run out of ideas. I thought some of the things he got away with on the pitch last night was an absolute disgrace, you know. And for an ex-player to come out and say, I didn't go up last night, to say the tackle by the Hills Have Eyes was rustiness.
He could have broke
his leg, you know, but we've gone up there, we've... The substitutions have obviously changed the game. I thought Rashford was superb last night. He's running. You know, and it's an happy camp. You know, that's what we said a few weeks ago by bringing Ole in to get the fans happy, the players happy, the club happy. And he's done it. And people say, well, it's four games Mourinho would have won, but we wouldn't have scored 14 goals. You know what I mean? We would have won 1-0, 2-0. 3-1, but we won the games, you know, so I'm an happy bunny, you know, and roll on Saturday.
I want to welcome the YouTube viewers who are watching live, hello, and to everyone listening as well. Very simple, at the beginning, we want to talk about Manchester United. The full-time Devils takeover, if you've been a viewer and a listener over the past season, hasn't been too positive, but now we've got an opportunity to celebrate four wins as well, Gary. So why don't you come on and give us a call. We want to try and speak to as many of you as possible. 0345 111 7625. The number, if you are watching, it will be along your screens all of this stream. And if you are listening, 0345 111 7625. Gary, your turn to speak. Gary,
I tell you what, of the four wins, the one last night against Newcastle, it was the one that I celebrated the most, I think. Because at half time, you were at a point in that game where you were thinking, well, it's obvious what Newcastle are doing here. They're coming to park the bus, like you say, Webby, get everyone behind the ball, get the draw, and hit us on the counter-attack with that. Is it Atsu who was playing up top for Newcastle yesterday? He was very fast and actually quite a threat if the guy could have actually finished. So I was a little bit fearful of that, especially with our holes in our defence that appeared under Jose, and even under Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. The only negative you could say over the past few games was that we weren't able to keep a clean sheet. So for us, after that first half that we had, to go out there and win 2-0, keep them out as well as scoring two goals, brilliant performance in that second half. It was exactly what we needed, and it really did need it. It needed us to show our quality to win that game. That's what it needed, and we have quality in that team, that, and we've just not showed it enough this season. Ollie's actually got those players playing to their potential, and mate, I'm going to be the first one to bring it up in the stream, but when he first arrived, Ollie, on this six-month basis, I was dead against the idea of him taking over permanently at the end of the season. I still think it's too soon to say. Ollie should get the job. However, if it goes on for a few more weeks and it looks, and we get ourselves into a position where it's very possible for us to get top four and get into the Champions League next season, that should be the criteria for Ollie to keep the job. I think if he can get us Champions League football next season, it's a strong enough argument as you're going to get.
Webby, what is the argument?
Well, obviously, people say the job he done at Cardiff, it wasn't, but you got to remember the quality of players. No disrespect to Cardiff, to what Cardiff got and Manchester United Football Club have got, you know. But we've been saying it as he took over the job. We wanted as fans to go into that ground happy, to come out of that ground happy and speak about the game we've just watched in the pub or whether you're gone at night. Mm. And we wasn't doing that, you know what I mean? A lot of people was leaving the games early, there was moaning, friends were falling out, and it was all due to the football we was having to sit and watching. You go to the away games and you're speaking to lads who have gone, and the worst part about the trip was the 90 minutes football. Now, and you look at Saturday, my dad's going. He's back at Old Trafford.
Sam
Smart is back at Old Trafford. I never thought I'd see the day my old man was paying into Old... Well, he might not be paying him, but he'll be getting into Old Trafford. And that's what it's all about. I said to him before on the phone, why are you coming? He said, it's the Ollie factor. I love him. Now, it's not just him saying it, everyone's saying it. And it's like, now you're looking forward to football matches.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the greatest thing about it all.
Is this the best we've played since Sir Alex Ferguson left United?
What a great question. 0345 111 7625. If you watch on YouTube, get your calls in nice and early so we can have a chat. Also, if you don't want to call, you can also get in the comments section. I'm sure Gaz is in the comments, so be nice to him. But yeah, give us a call, 0345 111 7625. We are going to go to our first caller of the evening. Brian, are you right, mate?
Hi,
Brian.
Oh, Brian, yeah, very well to hear you, mate. Talk to us then about this run.
I mean, it's nice, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? It's nice to be back up there playing attacking football. Like, I know a lot of fans said when Mourinho was there, that he shall not be named. They were saying, you know, if we play attacking football, we don't mind if we get beat 4-3, or, you know, as long as we're playing nice attacking football. And now we are doing it, and we're winning.
Yeah.
Mourinho's excuse was, our defence isn't good enough to play that style of football. Well, it's not brilliant, but we're still doing it.
Indeed, we are.
And
Brian.
You know what, Brian, right? That pragmatic approach, like in the big games, may be understandable, and that might be where Solskjaer gets found out a little bit in these big games when he's still playing this sort of very free style, and we could just get sussed out against someone like Spurs. But Jose wouldn't have got these wins that Ollie has got, and certainly wouldn't have done it.
Well, someone who agrees with you there is Danny. Hello, Danny.
Hello there, you all right?
Yeah, I'm very good. You agree with Gaz, Jose wouldn't have got these four wins?
No, mate, 100%. We're lucky to get a point and around four wins.
Danny, sorry, I think we just missed you there. You just kind of cut off a bit. Everyone seems to be hands-free today. Guys, what are you saying in the comments?
Yeah, so Andrew's in the comments on Twitter. Andrew Kay says, we have to see how we do against the top sides, but as of now, we couldn't have started any better than how Ollie has done. He has handled himself the way that every Manchester United manager should do. I completely agree with that as well. But we do have to see how he does in these big games. I think that is the last big question. Well, not the last big question. It's still early doors, but it is a big question on Solskjaer.
If you look at the team we spoke about before we come on air for Saturday's game, now 80% of the players who started or is in his first 11 will have Saturday off.
Mm-hmm.
So we should be going to Wembley a week on Sunday, fresh.
Yes.
You know, so there's no excuse of tiredness. We've got no cup ties in the week. So we should be going there fresh. And I said before, Spurs are a good team, but they're not all that. They're not Barcelona, they're not Real Madrid, you know. So let's go down to Wembley, let's make an account of ourselves, and let's see where we stand at fat 6 o'clock on a Sunday. You know, I'm quite confident that we can go to Wembley, put on a great display, because they'll be worried about us. No two ways about, you know what I mean? Because he's released the beast. He's released those players who was holding stuff back. So I'm quite confident we've got a top. I'm not saying we're going to win, but get a positive result.
So here is the next couple of games for Manchester United. And there's a couple of things I want to know from you watching and listening. Who would you like to see given an opportunity? Obviously, the FA Cup is back. The magic of the cup. 12:30 on a Saturday. Who do you want to see Man United play? Like, any youngsters you want to have in?
Can we see how many cliches we get through on today's show?
Can I just come in about that?
Yeah.
You know, as a kid growing up, I'm a lot older than you, believe it or not, viewers.
Really?
Yes, a few years old. There was nothing better in this world was waiting to go to the FA Cup third round. You know, whether it was at home, away, whoever you was playing, you could not wait for it. But now, 12:30 Friday night. Do you know, I'm just saying there's a game Friday night. We're at 12:30.
There is a game Friday night.
And we're not the only ones at 12:30. I think there's West Ham and Birmingham and on at half. And it's gone for me, you know. Yeah. And the thing what puts it on the head for me now is the FA Cup final at 5:30 on a Saturday.
And I think, and speaking personally, I think the biggest betrayal was getting rid of the semi-finals from Villa Park and Old Trafford. That's where they should have been. If you're actually making a competition that's representative for the whole country, why would you have the two semi-finals in London?
If you look at that, it makes no sense. As well, lads, last year, the semi-final, we played away at Spurs. You know, that should never have happened, you know, but that's the FA, and they're in that much debt with that Wembley. Don't get me wrong, it's a great stadium, but should never have been played there against Tottenham. We're lucky we won, but there you go.
It's a tenner for some chicken nuggets and chips, you know what I mean?
Let us know your favourite Manchester United FA Cup memories as well on this show, as well as who you are going to give, who you'd like to see play for Manchester United. In the comments, Gaz will be reading them out all show. Any interesting comments?
Yeah, there's a few people talking about which youngsters deserve to get in the team.
Oh, yes.
So Sam Hurst has said Greenwood deserves his chance now. Bradley has put in a comment here as well. He says Fosu Mensah is back. Now, a few people might have seen this online. There were loads of rumours going about 2 hours ago that Fosu Mensah has been sent back from his loan at Fulham. That's not true. That's not happened. They were just rumours. However, it might still happen this month, but it's not happened yet.
No, it's not. Here's the next fixtures for Manchester United we want to go on about. So you've got Reading in the FA Cup. Spurs will be obviously a tough one on the Sunday. But then you've got Brighton, Burnley, Leicester and Fulham. Then you've got the big one against PSG. So you're looking at that potentially.
Don't.
And realistically, United could win 9 out of 9 there.
Why not?
There's teams like Brighton, Burnley, Leicester and Fulham that you'd look at now, this current United squad will beat. The tough one will be Tottenham, so I'm not suggesting we will win all nine, but Tottenham could, you know, cause a bit of an upset, or we could cause an upset. Would that be for Ollie to win 9 out of 9?
That'd be unbelievable. We are going to drop points, you know. Let's get it right. It might not be at Tottenham, it could be at Brighton at home.
Yeah.
You know, but let's say we're going into games now with confidence. The fans, the players, the coach, driver, the kit man, everyone is confident, everybody's smiling the way it should be. We want to get excited and let's have it right. The last few games we've been involved with, everyone's been smiling and happy. Everyone's been joking and been coming out and we're chatting and we're speaking about the game. And we're happy, so why not do it, you know? But going back to the cup game, Joe, I think, obviously, we picked the team before. I think Greenwood will be involved, maybe from the bench. I'd like to see Chong have a go, you know. Maybe Gomez as well on the bench, you know, mix and match it. Maybe mix and match the team as well.
I think they're the three, aren't they?
Yeah.
Because Reading aren't no great shapes, you know what I mean?
Yeah. This is the football phone in. This is about your call, so get in touch. 0345 111 7625. The number is along your screen if you're watching on YouTube, and if you're listening, jot it down. 0345 111 7625. We've got Imi on the line, mate. Are you good?
Hi guys, you okay?
Yeah, very well, mate. Imi, you're on Full Time Neville's Takeover. What do you want to say?
I'm sorry. First of all, just a big shout out to the guys you're having me on Wednesday as well. I was quite nervous, to be honest, but I've got a bit of courage to ring up today. But I just want to talk about the atmosphere, the oncoming fixtures, stuff like that. First of all, on Wednesday, I was there on Wednesday, Huddersfield and the Bournemouth. First time I've seen the atmosphere has been electric, amazing since, you know, 2013. Now you look at, I mean, for example, when Mourinho was here, the atmosphere was absolutely dead. You know, no one could be asked now on the Bournemouth game. you see the atmosphere, you see the crowd. I was sitting in the Bobby Charlton stand, sorry. And the atmosphere was amazing. Literally everyone near me was singing. The mood is, you know...
If the South Stand are singing, happy days, happy days.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And then, obviously, the big test on Sunday against Tottenham, to be honest, everyone, including myself, looking, you know, feeling quite confident. You know, let's be honest, when you used to go to, like, Chelsea or where City or where they were... You know, they were feeling confident. We won, you know, they knew that obviously we were part of side, mm-hmm. and they're going to smash us. But obviously we're going to Tottenham and it's going to be a different, much different atmosphere, much different mood. Tottenham will be fearing us, you know. I mean, I know it's only in Cardiff and Bournemouth, you know, forget that. That doesn't matter. You know, we've been playing quite well. It's the manner of the performance.
It is the manner of the performance.
And like ahead of this Tottenham game as well, we can all be worried about what the result is going to end up, and we can all be thinking, you know, maybe we won't get the win, maybe we will. But one thing we know about this Manchester United team is that they're going to play there with freedom, and they're actually going to attack them and try to win the game. That's all we ask for.
We weren't too fussed when we went to Stamford Bridge and it drew 2-2 because we gave Chelsea a good game, and I know we should have win all 3 points there, but we went out thinking, do you know what, we gave them a good run, and whatever happens in Spurs at Wembley, we are going to give 110%, and the boys are going to do it for Ollie. We got Huzzy on the line. Huzzy, am I saying that right?
Yeah, that's correct, man.
Mate, you're on full time Devil's Takeover. What do you want to say?
Yeah, I want to commend Ollie Gunnar Solskjaer. I think it's been a great start. It couldn't have been any better. Actually, we could have had a few more clean sheets, but at least we've got one now. But they're much tougher tests to come, and I don't think anyone has a... I'm quite worried about this leaking goals, because we've faced quite weak sides, and when the tougher tests come, I think we will be conceding quite a few goals, and that needs to get sorted out.
Do you think Ollie's trying to suss out what his best back four is? Obviously, with Bailly get the red card, it throws a spanner in the works there, but do you think he knows his best defensive lineup?
No, I don't think he does, because just like us, before he got the job, you know, he watched most games. Us fans, we watch every game, and we don't know most of us don't know what the actual best back four is. I think he knows that Lindelof should be in there, but he can't choose between Bailly and Jones. Bailly's been a bit rash against Bournemouth, was it?
Yes.
And then Jones, he's, you know, sometimes he has a good game, and then the next game he's just all over the place. I think he'll go with Lindelof and Smalling, to be honest with you, but that's not good for long term. I think we do need a centre back. But well, once you play Tottenham, I think you'll see. I think we might concede more than one there.
I'll just let come in there. I think if there's going to be a signing we make in January, I think it will be a centre half. Mm-hmm. You know, that kid got in his. I heard some people saying he's 33, but if we can get him on a cheap deal till the end of the season, I'll give him a 2-year deal. He's a great defender, and if you're 33, you look after yourself, it's not a problem. Now, can he adapt to the pace of the Premiership? He looked fine enough to me in the World Cup for Uruguay, you know what I mean? He could play a bit, and he could. And then, obviously, you're looking at the kid from Napoli.
Koulibaly.
Yeah, great player. It's going to cost you 90 mil. You'll see what money spent in January. If it's a big buy, it's telling me one or two things. The new manager's already added in an input who he wants coming in. Already trusting Ollie, you know, and letting go out and buy big, you know what I mean? I think it'll be the smaller one. I could be wrong, but we need a centre-half to go with. If you look at Lindelof, he's been superb. You can't knock him after the poor start he had, but it's got to be him and someone else. Now, Bailey's action waiting to happen. Phil Jones has always got a mistake in him, like last night he nearly cost us a goal. Great tackle to come back. Smalling seems to be injured. He seems to don't like Rojo. So let's go from there. But I think we do buy Gaz and Joe. I think it will be a centre-half.
One thing that Huzzy said then as well about us... go on. What were you saying then about the centre-half, about bringing the centre-half in?
I think we do need to bring the centre-half in, Gaz.
Yeah.
I think that the kid from Madrid got the... It'd be a great to the end of the season, and then give him a 2-year contract. He refused a new contract at Madrid. Great play on, I heard someone say, but he's 33. Laddie White was 34 and he was absolutely mint. So you know what I mean?
The thing that Hussey said then, he mentioned about us leaking goals against against the weaker teams. And I understand what you're saying. Yeah. And obviously, like, winning 3-0 is better than winning 3-1 and getting a clean sheet is
great. Gaz, I think clean sheets are overrated.
I agree. This is like, that's exactly what I'm about to say. How refreshing is it when over the last few seasons we've had managers which have put too much on getting a clean sheet and tightening it up when we're 1-0 up? How nice is it to be 3-0 up in games and having a manager who's going, I'm not bothered conceding?
It is, right. Hussey, Imi, thank you very much for your call. We've got Chris in Belfast coming up after the break, as well as Mohammed, who will also be coming on and having a chat. Guys, any comments you want to quickly read out for the break?
Just everyone talking about how Liverpool have never won a Premier League trophy.
Okay, the FA Cup is back this weekend, as we know, and we've got another question for you to answer. Whilst the break is on, you can either text us 87711 if you're listening, or put it in the comments section for Gaz to read out on YouTube. The FA Cup is back. How many times have United been in the final? No googling or cheating. This is the full-time Devils takeover and a Manchester Football Social. Be back in a couple of minutes after this.
Access Manchester. Manchester United Football Social with full-time Devils.
Welcome back to the Manchester Football Social. This is the full-time Devils takeover. Your phone in to have your say. Whatever you want to chat about, I've got Chris Mohammed on the line waiting to have their chat. Whatever you want to do, give us a call. 0345 111 7625. We had a question before the break, and that was, how many times have Manchester United been to the FA Cup final? And I can tell you, hand on my heart, where we got it right straight away. But Gaz, have people been guessing all over the place?
My guess was 17. People in the comments, Arian says 17, Isa says 6, I think he probably meant 16 to be honest, Daniel says 14, Chintan says 17, Sashin says 15, the guesses are all over the place.
What is the correct answer, Uncle Webby?
20.
20, if you said 20, give yourself a magical full-time Devil's point.
I don't
think
anyone said 20.
Correct.
Oh no, they did. Sorry, Roten 313.
And one of them, however, was which is why we might have stumbled you a bit. Two went to a replay, so we'll also take 22 as well.
Good
job, we've got the T's and C's in there. Let's go.
Actually, no, the answer's 22. Then the answer's not 20.
It depends what you class as a final.
No, I'm saying it's the answer 22. You're wrong, Webby.
Look Webby in the eyes and take that victory off him.
Well, I'll give it Brighton replay, Crystal Palace replay. There's just extra games.
Chris, you're on line one. How you doing, mate? You're through to full-time Nova. We've got Gaz and Webby here. What do you want to chat about?
How you doing? Good evening, boys.
Hey, thank you for staying on hold for us for a bit.
Oh, it's all right. I'll just make sure my Xbox doesn't turn on this time, like the last time. I just want to say, what a relief. Like, it's just so nice now, where the atmosphere and everyone just looks so happy. Like, before, and I'm not going to lie to you, I think for maybe the last year, I haven't really loved it as much. I haven't really grasped the fact. Like, I remember when me and my friend worked in a call centre and we used to put the days off and the nights off so we could go and watch United in the Champions League. We haven't done that in a while, because we just... It was Mr. Mourinho. It was him, and he was, you know... I think that he was the main problem. But it's just so good now to see that the players are playing at their, you know, the one thing you learn as a kid is go out and enjoy your football. Go out and enjoy it. And I think now it just seems like there's everyone's together, training's fun, you know, the same way, I don't want to say it, but the same way that Klopp is at Liverpool, he sort of has them all together and he takes them out and they do things together and they go to their houses. And I think now, since Solskjaer's come in, I know it's not get carried away, but I just think now that they're all starting to grasp everything. And everyone's just starting to get along, and it's just good to watch again. It's just, you know, it's really, really good.
Chris, that's what I was saying before. You know, what we wanted everyone to be happy, wanted to be entertained. Some games you're not going to be entertained, some it's not always like that, but we want to come out of that ground happy, smiling, joking, instead of being down and depressed and like me jumping into the ship canal every other Saturday. You know, it's not good for my health. You know, we've got our club back. That's all we wanted. Now, it started well under Jose, and then it just started going a bit wrong. So we're all happy that, and so happy days, guys.
And you hear how Solskjaer speaks about United, and I know there's so much more to the things that they say in interviews. I get that, but he speaks like one of us, doesn't he? And like Webby says, it really does feel like we have the club back.
Almost. Yes. Although Mohamed has a different opinion. Mohamed, if Ollie wins all the games, have you still got another manager in mind maybe for the new season?
Yeah, I guess I do.
Very well, mate.
I think if Ollie doesn't get into top four, I think that'll affect the caliber of manager that we get next. I think he'll put off Poch. Because I think he's a brilliant project at Tottenham, and he's the main guy there. He's better than any of his players.
Yeah.
If I don't think he would leave Tottenham for a team that's not in the top four.
Nah, no way. Absolutely no chance. If Man United come knocking, there's absolutely no way that Poch will say no, no matter what situation.
Hold on.
No matter what situation you're in, the manager of Tottenham Hotspur is not saying no to Manchester United. That is it.
The only reason I can see him not coming, now this is the only reason, long shot, if Tottenham won the league...
All right, maybe.
But...
Yeah, there we go then, Gaz.
I still think he'd come. I still think he'd come, Gaz.
I do get you, but I'll just play devil's advocate here. But no Champions League football next year. Obviously, he'll have money to spend. But he's been working on something for a long, long time. This is his creation. This is his baby. Tottenham is his baby. Well, we don't know how much love he has for the club, but you can see he's still working on the youth players. He's watching these grow. It might be a difficult decision if there's no Champions League next year.
It's Manchester United Football Club. So
no.
End of story.
End of story. Mohamed,
it's only Tottenham.
Would you take Poch over Ollie at the minute?
I would because he's more proven than Ollie. I think the results we're getting now is because of the new manager sort of reaction that you get when a new manager comes into a club.
Yeah.
The results always improve. So I think the Spurs game would be the biggest test, but I think Poch is proven and he's the best man for United.
Thank you very much for your call, Mohamed.
Obviously, going on today, if we do get Pochettino, it's going to be all round 60, 70 million, be like a player, but if we've got the money...
We've spent enough money on players, haven't we?
Yeah, if that's the route we go and we've got to back whoever's in charge, whether it's Ole, whether it's Poch, whether it's someone else, they'll get the backing. Because Mourinho never really lost the fans. There was no... You get the odd booing at Old Trafford if he was still awake. You know what I mean? But let's just see what happens at the end of the season. United now as a club should be working in the background, which I think they are doing now, and looking at the right man. But if Ollie keeps winning, then you can't knock his case to keep the job.
In terms of clubs in the top calibre of world football, Manchester United still very much are of that calibre in terms of our size, without doubt. And I think of those clubs, Man United is probably one of the best ones to go to, especially for a young manager, in terms of actually giving the manager time to put his identity on the club a little bit. And I think that United are one of the only teams of that top calibre, and some people will, question this maybe, but we wouldn't sack a manager after a season without a trophy, as long as we could see that things were improving. So Poch could come to United and not win anything in his first season, but as long as he's got us improving, playing attacking football and looking like we have a sense of direction and identity, he'd still keep the job. If Poch went to Real Madrid, which is a job that he apparently said no to and is often what people cite for saying he'd still be able to say no to Man United, at Real Madrid there's a potential to be sacked within 3 months if you get a few dodgy results.
3 days?
Exactly. That's why you said no to Madrid, but he'd still say yes to United.
We're going to go to Bill on the line. Hello, Bill. United fan for nearly 50 years, mate.
Hiya,
up in Scotland. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Joe.
How you doing, mate? You're with Webby and Gaz. What do you want to say today, mate?
Well, Happy New Year for a start, guys.
Happy New Year.
Cheers, Bill. Cheers, thank you.
I'm a little bit in agreement with the guy before about Ollie, in the sense that until the end of this season and we see what Ollie has done in the big games, all the big games, not just the Tottenham game, I mean all the ones that are left, to we see what his real tactics are going to be like. I don't think we can really, really assess the man properly.
Totally.
We can't take the Cardiff job as an example. It's not Man United, and he wasn't a Cardiff player. He was a Man United player. He was brought up the Man United way, plays the Man United way, complete and utter passionate about Sir Alex and getting his information and his. But so is Pochettino. Apparently, Pochettino's a huge acolyte Sir Alex and his style of play, which would suit us down to the ground. Now, the reason more for Poch is that simply he's had more time in the Premier League to tinker, if you like, with a team that's got no money. Let's be real here. Tottenham have no real money, not compared to Man United. If Man United come chapping at the door, I can't see Pochettino turning it down. Not with the opportunities that he's going to get for Man United compared to Tottenham. No disrespect to Tottenham.
Yes.
I think they're a great team. I think they're doing really well, but I think that's down to their manager. And the sooner he gets into our club, the better.
Bill, can I ask you then, if, you know, we've been talking at the beginning of this show about how it's a breath of fresh air. Have you seen that? You know, you've been supporting United for a long time. Have you seen this new lease of life?
It's just nice to see at the end of a football match, the guy is coming out smiling and talking about a match, rather than, honestly, under Mourinho, it was just so dour.
Yes, they were, honestly.
People were coming out with, there's no smiles in their faces.
We had a rule in our house that we weren't allowed to talk about football. I flat out refused to talk about football.
At Christmas time, it was football and Brexit around my house. Right, thank you very much.
And chicken wings.
Thank you very much, Bill, for your call. We're going to go straight to another caller because it is the football phone. It's your chance to have your say. James on the line. Hello, mate.
You all right, boys?
Yes, I'm very good. James, what do you want to say, mate?
Well, it's completely opposite from the guy who just spoke, but yeah, it's talking about Solskjaer, and you might think I'm being a bit too optimistic, but I think we should seriously look at giving him the job already. And my reasons behind it is I've looked at it and I've realised, like, we've had Moyes, we've had Louis van Gaal, we've had Mourinho, and the differences have brought all in all of our own people, haven't followed the philosophies of the club, and We've gone very downhill. Ollie's come in, he's brought back my feeling, Fergie's having an influence, and it's just a good feel. I feel like we've actually got our identity back. Like, in the Newcastle game, even when we weren't leading, I was thinking, it's only a matter of time. And, you know, it's been a long, long time for me to feel like we'll win any minute of the game, and it just feels like the atmosphere is great. And I'm like, if you look at all the successful managers, Guardiola, when he started at Barca, he had all the people he'd been with the whole time. Success. Zidane, same thing, success. And like we can go and get, I'd happily take Pochettino, but if we've got a guy who's getting really good results out of it, who is United, fully United, then why are we not investing solely in him? That's how I look at it. Like, I don't know.
It's an hard one, really, because part of me wants Ollie to succeed and get the job. And I'm happy in it. I'm waking up in the morning and you're buzzing about being a United fan again and looking forward to games. But then on the other side, I'm thinking what the kid's done at Tottenham. Or people say he's not won anything, which is fair enough. But they play a great brand of football, not spent a lot of money, turned a lot of good players, average players into very good players. So it's hard, you know.
Do you also worry if Ollie doesn't succeed next year?
And of course, it's a worry. It's a worry, Joe, don't get me wrong. And it's like, how can I put it now? Just say, like the previous call Bill said about the big games, let's see, can we afford to wait that time? As a football club, we have got to start dealing now with our manager's going to be next year. No point waiting to see what we do against Spurs or Liverpool at home in February. We've got to be looking now, and the right decision. It's a massive job to come into next year, whether it's Solly, whether it's Poch, but we've got to make a decision now.
It's so annoying, you know, because when Ollie first got it, I was so much of the opinion that no matter what happens, we do not deviate from the plan. We have Ollie for 6 months. We bring in Poch in May. That is what has to happen no matter what. But I still do believe that this is the best football we've played since Sir Alex Ferguson left Manchester United. Yeah. And I also say, if Ollie can do what I did think was unthinkable a month ago and actually get us into next season's Champions League, I want him to have it.
Smiles back on the faces here in the full-time Devils cast. James, thank you very much for your call. We're going to have to take a little break, but we're going to get one more caller in before that, and that's going to be Cam. Hello, mate. Cam, now, at the start of the season, very sort of vocal about the fact you do not like Jose, you didn't like his tactics. Jose is now gone. Are we speaking to a happy Cam?
Oh, yeah, definitely, 100%. Like, you can tell that it's not just Pogba, the whole team, the atmosphere, like Webby said, friends are arguing with friends. And but the only bad thing about it is the ticket prices have gone up. It's true, isn't it? I got offered a ticket for £20 for Huddersfield. As soon as Ali come, it's £45. So, like, everything, the whole club's been turned upside down, and, like, it's brilliant.
For the best, though, Cam, for the best, pal.
Yeah, but I love Ali, and I really appreciate everything he's doing, but I just don't think he's the man for long term. Okay. I'd like to see him do the rest of the season and then maybe go somewhere, you know, say like a Spurs or something, you know, like just to prove himself a bit more. Because I said it all along, I think me and you let them players attack and they're going to score goals. I'm not putting him down, I love Ali.
Are you sending Ali to Spurs when we get Poch? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, but you know what I mean, like just because Mould, I understand what you're saying with Cardiff and they didn't have the players, but they did get relegated. And you know what it is, we're playing a lot better football, we're scoring goals, it's a happier place, but we've got tests to come now, haven't we? Like the end of January, early February, we play PSG twice, City, Liverpool, Arsenal, Spurs. Like, that's going to be a massive test for us.
Yes, indeed. Cam, thank you very much for your call, mate. Getting in touch, as always, a regular on the full-time Devils football phone-in. Vic is going to come on the line after a little break. Any comments flying about?
There's just a few people arguing about the colour of Manchester, and someone's pointed out and says, actually, Manchester's red and Stockport's blue. But yeah, apart from that, there's one here from Little Chucky here. This is an interesting
little
opinion.
Little Chucky.
This is a bit off field. Roy Keane should bury the hatchet with Fergie and team up with Solskjaer. That would be unstoppable.
Like a dream partnership. One more section. Everyone who's watching, make sure, and everyone who's listening, 0345 111 7625, come and have your say, come and have your call. We've only got 20 minutes left. I want to speak to as many as you as possible. I've got a question then, the follow up question from our FA Cup one. Okay. So we mentioned before that the FA Cup, United have been to the final 20 times, or 22 if you're going to, you know, either answer works. But how many times of those 20 or 22, because two of them replaced, have United won it? Do not give the answer away yet. We are going to take a little break and we'll be right back with the answer and more of your calls right after this.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Manchester United Football Social with Full-Time Devils.
Thank you very much for listening to the Full-Time Devils Takeover here on the Manchester Football Social, XS Manchester. We asked you a question before the break. I'm here with Webby and Gaz. How many of the 20 FA Cup final appearances did Manchester United win? Many people getting some questions wrong.
Yeah, there is actually. There's 11, there's 9. There's...
Someone put 3.
Yeah, someone did put 3.
Unbelievable.
They must be thinking of a different United. But I think that the answer is, I'm quite confident, of saying 12.
12, is that right, Webby? It is indeed correct. If you got 12, give yourself a pat on the back. And we're going to start giving out full-time Devils points. Give yourself 5 full-time Devils points. They all add up at the end of the season. And when you add them all up, you'll get absolutely nothing. Webby, before we go to a caller...
Got another night coming up for Reds.
Another night.
Cracking night. 20 years in Mason's a treble. What a year that was. Look at go to every away game that year. Probably one of only 100 and... 100 plus United fans who managed to do it. We've got Teddy Sheringham, sportsman's dinner. You know, what a bloke, what a few years he had at United. You know, he come to Man United and he won the lot. So if you're interested in coming, it's Saturday the 9th of February. Go through my Twitter, which is United_Webber, for all the details, and let's have another cracking night.
Indeed, you should get to that 20 years since the Treble A.
You come to this one again, Joe.
Yeah, I will do. He'll sat on the table.
He'll turn up with his whistle on again, sliding.
I did. Hello, Vic. You're on full-time Devil's Throne in. First call of the final section. What do you want to talk about today with Webby and Gaz and myself?
Hello, mate. Happy New Year, first of all.
Happy New Year, Vic.
Good. So I think, obviously, as strong Man United fans, I think we can all agree that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer was a very romantic appointment, right?
Mm, yeah.
So how about we continue that romance and offer the director of football role to Sir Alex Ferguson? Who would be better in that role other than that?
Do you not think, though, mate, the only thing that I can think about that is obviously, you know, Fergie in charge of the club would be unreal in any sense, but he's had a few health problems, hasn't he, recently? And I think he's probably taken a step back away from football when he stepped back from management for good. And I think that that's probably the best thing for him as well, to be honest.
Looking at director of football, Vic, I'm looking at, like, obviously we want someone who's been heavily involved with United, you know, someone who's, I wouldn't say has to be a legend at the club, you know, someone who's been there and understands the club, and I've seen him throwing his hat into the ring the other day, Mr. Cartwheel, Mr. Smythe, you know, and then you've got Keno who's out of work at the moment, because who would you like, Vic, who would you like to bring in, take an ex-player, forget about Fergie, because it won't happen, unfortunately, who would you like to be in there as a director of football, because I think that's the way forward for the club.
I think, as with regards to ex-players, I'd like to see Beckham in that role, you know.
Too busy.
David Beckham.
Too busy.
Can you imagine?
He's got a bit on. He owns a football club.
Yeah, I think he's a bit too global for that now, isn't he?
Yeah.
No, realistically, Vic, with people who you could get now, who's available, who would you go for?
I think if we're looking outside of the Man United players, I think, is it Paul Mitchell of RB Leipzig?
Yeah, the one who was it Southampton? Good call.
But then I think if we do go for him, it's kind of giving away that, we're getting Potchin, because they did work together as well, right? Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I also just wanted to say one more thing. I'm a bit reluctant about Potch, only because I'm just thinking about back when we got, you know, the man David Moyes, and we all wanted Jose. We were crying out for him, and literally we did get him later on, and look how that ended up. So I'm a bit dubious about it. I wouldn't want it to end up in the same way, potentially.
That's what I was thinking. Vic, thank you very much for your call. What are people saying in the comments,
guys? A couple of comments about the director of football. Crystal Tips 04 says, what about King Eric for director
King
of football?
Eric, didn't he share full-time Neville's post yesterday or something?
He likes all our posts on Instagram.
King Eric.
He's a massive fan of ours, King Eric. And here's an interesting controversial shout from Harshad. He said, Arsene Wenger for director of football.
I'm sure he'd love that. I'm sure Wenger pointed out that he was going to be back in charge of a club on the 1st of Jan, but it's not happened yet, so keep an eye out. But Zeeshant is on the line. Hello, mate.
Yeah, boss.
Yes, I'm very well. You want to talk about the manager's role at United and maybe hold back on the throwing the names around?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we should rush it, man. We're looking like a joke. We're turning into a Chelsea. We don't have that. We're not that club, you know what I mean? I like Solskjaer. I like what he's done, the way he's playing and everything. But I think we need to give it time. I think for Solskjaer, if we do consider him, it's all on the PSG and Spurs game.
I totally agree what you're saying there, son. But I think as a club now, I think we've got to start looking now. You know,
I'm not saying we don't look. I'm not saying we shouldn't be looking. What I'm trying to say is, if we keep Solskjaer, if we look for someone else, we need to do it the right way. We should never. I think personally, we rushed it when it came to Van Gaal and Moyes. Even I think Mourinho wasn't done properly because they didn't let him. Even in his first season, I think he wanted more than four signings. I think whatever we're gonna do, we need to do it the United way.
Do you know what? This is controversial. But the man from up the road got it spot on. It come out and he had to announce that, obviously, because the manager was in charge, that who was taking over the next season. And it gave him 8 months to work on who he wanted in, who he wanted out. And it worked well for him, unfortunately. You know, it breaks my heart.
I'm being honest, I would love Solskjaer to be our manager. I want him to do well, because everyone I want to say to put Potch and Zidane around. But if you look at the market on managers right now, there's no such thing as long-term managers.
Mm.
And if he puts his mentality through the United way through, he can turn up to become the United's long-term manager. He could be here for a while, but it all depends on results and if players can sign a contract. Because I'm telling you now, the amount of players we've got that our contracts are running out in the next couple of months is it's an absolute joke. So
when it comes to a point, when it comes to a point in managers, how late can we actually leave it before we actually think now we need to start planning, now we need to start thinking, because I want to give Ollie a little bit more time. I just want to see just how it goes.
100%, 100%. Because what he's doing, it reminds. I'm telling you, I'm not being excited for a United game since Ferguson. I'm not gonna lie. When Mourinho comes, I was a huge fan of Mourinho. But what I'm trying to say is, I look forward to every game now. Mm. But that's because of the free flow of football. It's not boring. It's not boring. No, sorry about that. No, but what I'm trying to say is, I would love to have Ollie as our own manager, because it brings it's a mentality. United's mentality back.
See you, Zeeshan. Zeeshan, thank you very much for your call there, mate.
What are you doing? Who's ordering
a scram? I don't know. I feel like he's at McDonald's or somewhere. Zeeshan, he's still there? He's gone. No, clearly something was he was eating.
Was he on his phone?
I love when guys has a point to say, because sometimes you're wiggling your chair like you're like squeezing out a little Trump. Like, you always want to try and get your point out.
Last time and I got blamed.
Yeah, and that stunk, Webby. Right, we've got 3 minutes to just sort of talk about the game of the week and the FA Cup magic returning to Old Trafford. And hopefully, 5 games on the bounce for all these men. We want to see a bit of youth maybe in the squad. Webby dropped down his starting 11, so maybe get your starting 11 in the comments. Let's go to you first, guys.
I think there's three names in there: Greenwood, Gomez and Chong, that are names that are really around the squad.
The kid Garnon as well, he's been involved, went to America dinner.
Another name then.
Garnon went to America, so was in the squad for... the Cardiff game. Obviously, that's a good thing what they do. That's what Ferg used to do. Set 2 out of 3 and the young players, even if they weren't on the bench, like Chong walks into Newcastle last night, he's not on the bench. It's getting an experience of being around these quality players, being around the first team thing. And I'd love to see the three of them play Saturday. Gomez, Chong.
Start.
And go for it. We're playing Reading, right? We're in no great shakes at the moment. No. Reading can't afford to go too strong because they've got a match midweek. They need points to stay in the Championship, you know. They're not having a great time. So why not play these kids, you know? Let them express themselves. I'd love to see all three. Maybe three of them will be on the bench.
Who do you think is going to play then? What was your starting 11?
My starting 11, none of them actually play it. Romario in goal, have got Delac, Rojo, Damian, Ashley Young, Pereira, Fellaini, Fred, Lingard, Sanchez, and Big Rom up front.
What are you thinking, Gaz?
I don't think that he'll start with any of those youngsters, to be honest. However, I do think they'll be on the bench. And how nice is it as a Man United fan to know for a fact that if we do absolutely boss this game, we're in total charge, 2-3-0 up in the second half, how nice is it knowing that Ollie definitely will bring them on? Because he will, no doubt. He did it to Gomez.
You can imagine, though, if the previous man who's still in charge and he brought Greenwood on at left back. You know, but obviously, like Gaz said there, give him a go. You know, with 2 up or 3 up, let's bring him in and let him.
And
let
he,
him
will. Join us. He will.
Webby, your little prediction from you?
3-1.
3-1, of course it is. And Gaz, a prediction from you as well?
I said on the preview today 4-1, so I'm sticking with 4.
So you have to remember that. Preview out tomorrow, I'm guessing. Yes. Right, this has been the Full-Time Devils Takeover. Thank you very much for listening and watching. Here every Thursday, so any new listeners or any new viewers on Full-Time Devils, make sure you're here same time every Thursday, 6 o'clock. You can always call up and have your say whenever you want to as well. My name has been Joe. Guys, thank you very much for your thing and trumping a lot in the studio, Webby.
Thanks, Joe.
God bless you, Webby. And my name has been Joe. We'll see you this time Thursday, and come on the Reds.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.